Continuing Helen Wright's book, If Mary Baker Eddy's Manual Were Obeyed.
Material Christian Science Organization. The removing of Mrs. Eddy's picture by the Boston hierarchy and the shameful covering up of the spiritual facts concerning it fits an 80-year pattern of doing the same thing all the way along in situation after situation. Eloquent complaints from the field have been utterly, willfully disregarded. The relentless hydra continues its sprouting of new heads. The gathering twilight, Revelation 13, witnesses the drastic decline of the once mighty Christian Science movement that, during Mrs. Eddy's day, was sweeping the universe. Today, an eerie silence, a heavy sense pervades, as church after church closes, evincing the material organization's lifelessness and inner decay. A cold, heavy sense like a pall clutches at the hearts of those who do not see divine love at work. When we disobeyed our leader's command that material organization must be put off, then passing under God's correcting rod was inevitable. The church manual obeyed would restore to soundness Christian Science societies that would exist for the sole purpose of considering one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Today's situation should sharply remind us that the spiritual-minded meet on the stairs which lead up to spiritual love. The third state of mental growth is manifested in love, the greatest of all stages and states of being. Love that is irrespective of self, rank, or following. Those who attempted to usurp Mary Baker Eddy's place and lead with the human mind never comprehended the science she brought from God, the science which leadership demands. They have not understood the whole as she left it. They have never gone out from the whole. Going out from the whole is the art of Christian Science. Going out from the whole means going out from our oneness with God, becoming aware that our own spiritual consciousness is God, is the kingdom of God within us. Mary Baker Eddy's science has taught us to know the truth about ourselves. Science means knowing. Through knowing the truth, by going out from the whole, we realize our true identity as an angel standing in the sun. Remembering that God is individual mind, our mind, we gain the understanding that our own spiritual consciousness is the light we are standing in, where the truth is forever revealing itself from within itself, where spiritual creation is the outgrowth, the emanation, of mind's infinite self-containment. Mrs. Eddy's picture indicates she was only a scribe, the channel God could use because of the purity of her thought. God writes on a clean slate, she said, and reminds us, I should blush to write of science and health with key to the scriptures, as I have, were it of human origin, and were I, apart from God, its author. This is what Mary Baker Eddy's picture, placed before the start of the textbook, is telling us. It is teaching us that we are the revelation. We are that angel standing in the sun. Our spiritual consciousness is the light that ceaselessly reveals itself from within itself. We are now at the end of the book. But before closing, the author once again urges us all to go out from the whole.